This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I speak pretty quick, don't I? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just simply being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I got to tell you, this thing, you know, someday I'm going to figure out how to actually use a wireless headset that doesn't rip the hair out of the back of your neck. You know what I mean? Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on up there. There's so much that you get involved with. And I wish you would get involved. Again, if you want to head up there, you also find that we are... what's the word I'm looking for? You know, if you want to, social media has got a handle on a lot of us. And if you really want to get information out, if you really want to get involved in this, then you need to, there's other ways to get involved. There's other ways to get engaged. And one of those is you've really simply, in our case, hop up to the website. Right? We've got information there on how you can get involved and how you can see what's going on, how you can get the show. Right? And I think that's what you want to do. That's what you all tell me you want to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. There's a whole bunch of ways to do this. There's a whole bunch of ways to make this happen. You know, the other thing, too, really want to make it easy, just simply send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. Let's hit some of these wonderful stories. This is going to be a lot of fun. And did you hear today? I'm going to hit this more later on. But did you hear Harris wants to do away with all private insurance? And Kamala Harris, right? The senator that doesn't believe in socialism but does. She wants it, and no thought as to how she's going to pay for it. No thought as to what it'll do to the country as a whole. You know, I wish these people would live for a couple of years in Canada, a couple of years in Venezuela. Maybe that's what they need to do to figure it out, right? Where has socialized medicine actually really worked? Where you have partake, and don't call me and tell me you have a friend of a friend of a friend or somebody you know, don't do that. When you live in it, when you're part of it, I do have friends that live in Canada. It takes them 6 months to schedule an appointment for a CAT scan. 6 months. Does it take you that long here? No, not unless you're a vet. You want to see what single-payer health care does? Go look at the vets that are dying. That's what it does. But they don't care about you. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I'll go along with the single-payer health care. I'll go along with government-controlled health care under one condition. Every one of the congressmen have to do it first for 2 years before it kicks in. Anybody with me? No. Yeah. Let them live. Because you know what will happen? They'll all be dead by the end of it. Then we can turn it right back around again. Really, this is how dull they are. The Democrats are trying to strike out, so help me God, from the oath taken In whenever you get in front of a key committee, you know, a House committee, right? I don't know what they're afraid of. But apparently this thing scares the crap out of them, so they want to pull it out. They don't want it there because I guess the people they're going to be bringing in may not want to swear to God. Always wondered that, too. If you don't believe in God, what's the big deal? Not like he can strike you dead when you don't believe in him and he doesn't exist. The key committee in the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives is moving to eliminate the God reference from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before the panel. Now, this is a new rules package that they're putting out there. I don't know if you guys have been following this or not. But under the new committees as well, the witnesses don't necessarily have to testify in front of the committee itself. They may be testifying in front of the committee's interns, for all we know, the assistants. Okay? I mean, think about this. What's going to happen, and then Republicans won't be involved at all. The other side won't be involved in the questioning. They won't be allowed to ask questions. They're going to have to read transcripts of the Inquisition or the Tea Party, depending on what way you look at it. And I'm talking about a proper Tea Party, not the Tea Party movement. The draft shows that the House Committee on Natural Resources would ask witnesses to recite only, "Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of the law that the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me me." I mean, really, if you think about it, the "so help me me" wasn't theirs, that was mine. The rules proposal placed the word "so help me God" in red brackets, indicating that they're slated to be cut out in the next draft. The words "under penalty of law" are in red text, indicating that Democrats propose to add the phrase to the oath. The draft rules also removes the phrase "his or her." Gee, didn't see that coming. Throughout the document, changing the two pronouns to "their." The rules additionally modify all references to the committee's chairman to instead refer only to the committee's chair. You see how crazy this is getting? No him or her? No his or her? I mean, going like wildfire. And you're allowing it to happen. That's right. I'm getting to that point now where I'm going, okay, enough. You're allowing it to happen. Show up at these things. Overwhelm them. If there's a recall process in your community, do it. Other rule changes relate to expanding the committee's authority over natural gas in Alaska, fossil fuel resources. While many federal oaths include the phrase, "so help me God," some, most notably the presidential oath of office, do not. They're going to vote on it later on this week. Isn't that exciting? Pastor David Haig joins me to discuss the ungodliness of this country. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Doesn't matter what you're doing. I'm glad you could join us. I'm glad you could be with us, and I mean that sincerely. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you could also give me an email address. I send out an email once a week. Not like I inundate you every day with it. You know, if you don't want the email, we'll go with a text message. If you want to be informed by text, you can send a text to TRS. Yeah, it's not like a bunch of snakes, right? TRS at 55222. That's TRS at 55222. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's finish this up. And yes, I'm hoping to get Pastor Haig on with us in a little bit. We're having some real fun tonight with, what do you call this stuff? Electronics? Technology? Again, always fun. Always a lot of fun. All right, so back to the Dem. Now, you know, remember something. This is a habit with them. We're talking about the godliness of the left big time. Right? You go back to Antonio Villaraigu. He was the old mayor for, actually, his name is Ragusa. But he goes back to being the mayor. He was a mayor of Los Angeles. And at the Democratic National Convention, when they were laying down their platform, you know, they voted their platform first. And it was great because they tried to remove the word God out of their platform, out of their charter, whatever you want to call it, whatever they're calling it. And when they went to remove it, I mean, people applauded. There were some people who booed, but some people applauded. And he was amazed because he didn't, I guess nobody told him. That poor guy, they threw him to the wolves to see how he was going to handle it, I guess. So he went out there, and we joked about this because he was called off stage for a few minutes. And I'm thinking that was Barack going, hey, what are you doing? Knock it off. It's not the place to do it. So anyway, they kind of let that go by, right? And then you got the Clinton was running that against Trump, and Kane. And both of them talked about, if you religious people basically don't come in line, we'll change the law so you will come in line. So in other words, we're going to change the law to make sure that you can't live by your scripture. So you either come into the new world, right, the new century, or else. Wasn't that sweet and nice? Both of them said it. One specifically aimed at Catholics. That was Tim Kaine. Would have been great to have him as your VP today. 180 degrees, the two of them. And then he takes stances on this stuff, which again is 180 degrees against God, right? When you're talking about abortion and such. You got the guy in, I don't even want to say his name, because you know why? Because he's one of ours. Maybe he's not, I don't know. You got Cuomo in New York, who is elated, excited, and happy. And most of the people clapping their hands. You know, in the legislature, after they pass the bill, pass the law, whatever. Whole different animal. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're with us. And they were all excited about passing this abortion law. Right up to birth. You can abort that baby right up to birth. Go look online. Don't take my word for it. Go look online of what that baby looks like week by week by week. And pick a week. Pick a week and tell me which week is okay. Which week is the right week? Which week is the okay week to trash, kill, get rid of, whatever, that child? I'm curious. It's amazing. It's utterly amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. And there's no beating you up over it. There's no talking about it 15 million times because nothing's going to change. Many of you just don't care. You think it's separated from what we're doing, from God's word, from whatever. No, it's not true. It doesn't work that way. If you're going to get involved in this, if you're going to have a belief system, Why aren't you living it out? I don't understand. This is it is our fault that things are going, and I'm going to just take it down to the school level. The things that are going in public schools across this country today. No boy, no girl. Right? You got gender neutral, even though biology says different. All that going on is because of you, because you won't take a stance. Now, you can take a stance at the voter booth. I got that. At the polls. But as we saw this time around, you never know what the other side is doing. We need to stop playing by the gentleman's rules of engagement. We need to start playing guerrilla warfare like they do. Actually, we need to be better at it. We need to be not afraid about hurting somebody's feelings. Whether they cut you out of Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, don't worry about it. Do it locally. Do it at the local level if you have to. A key committee in the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, and you need to understand, these committees control a lot. They control what makes it out to the floor. And when it comes to the oversight committees, it's even worse, because they're bringing in witnesses. They're bringing in people that are going to swear an oath. To who? The government? When did the government become God? Unless you belong to a particular party who has no problem with that. When did that government become God? And they also took out, as I said earlier, they've also taken out references to he and her. How does that work? I mean, they have really moved into, and become the party of Karl Marx. More on this video at the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developments regarding the State of the Union after President Trump delivers his address Tuesday, February 5th.
Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams says she's honored to have been picked. She gained national attention when she tried to become the first female black governor. Word is she may run for Senate.
It's cold, that's for sure.
Nasty winter weather hitting a good part of the country. USA Radio's Alicia Cowan in Wisconsin, where Wednesday the high expected to be minus 11 degrees and the low minus 29.
Some things that we're doing to prepare, putting plastic on our windows. Usually we turn down our heat at night when we go to bed. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to keep our heat up at 70 so that our furnace doesn't have to work so hard. It's so cold.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, let me go. Go away, daddy. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation and be part of the conversation. Really, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. I mean it sincerely. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the solution. You know, when you think about everything that we got going on and how much, I don't know, how much of this we should be doing together. You know, I'm always on you for not getting involved, not going to the schools, not going to the city council meetings. And you need help with it. Maybe we need people to pick us up. Maybe we don't know enough about it. I met with a group of guys on Sunday. And that's what they kept saying. Well, we don't know the stuff that's happening. Well, why not? If you've got kids in a school and you don't know what's going on in that school, you don't know when the school board's meeting or why they meet or when they meet, well, shame on you. Your kids are going, you're sending, would you send your kids to somebody's house when you don't know the parents? When you don't know what that family's about, especially when your kids are small? Would you drop your little sixth grader or seventh grader off on the sidewalk and let them walk in on their own? Of course not. Most of you wouldn't do that. 855-REAL-JOE. Got something to say? 855-732-5563. Republican leaders reacted to this whole thing in total shock, as I would have. What are you guys doing? Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's exactly what I'd be doing. I'd be sitting there going, what are you guys doing? Are you serious about this? That's where I'd be. And again, it's because of us. Because we allowed this stuff to go on. We allowed it to happen. It's incredible, but not surprising, that Democrats were trying to remove God from the committee proceedings in one of their first acts as the majority. Anybody else surprised? I mean that sincerely. Anybody? Now, the House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney told Fox News they really have become the party of Karl Marx. spokesman for the National Resources Committee, didn't immediately reply to Fox News' request for comment. The committee, which has oversight of national parks, wildlife, energy, is chaired by Democrat Arizona Representative Raul, I can't even pronounce his name, Grijalva. The proposed change was not the first time Democrats have sought to strike the reference to God in official party documents. This is what I was talking about earlier. Remember, 2012, the Florida Democrat National Convention, they went nuts over a sudden move to restore to the platform a reference. See, I had it backwards. They were putting God back in. They also wanted, at the time, they recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and the place went nuts. They didn't want it. Not because they didn't want it, because they didn't want it. After heavy criticism from Republicans for initially omitting them, right, so the Republicans brought it to the surface and said, hey, what happened? You're no longer a party that's behind Israel? You're no longer a party that's behind God? A large group of delegates shouted no as the convention chairman, then Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, called for the vote. Villaraigosa had to call for the vote three times before ruling the ayes had had it. So in other words, he couldn't tell because they were too quiet. Many in the crowd booed after he determined the language would be restored. Wow. Seriously, so they want nothing to do with God. And again, don't give me this garbage that our founding fathers didn't want God in anything, because it's not true. You haven't done your homework, you've listened to the party line, and you've only read the things you wanted to read. Our founding fathers were very much into God, very much knew how God had to play a role in the forming of this country. The battle marked the biggest platform fight in either party's conventions, signaled the Democrats were worried the prior language could have been politically damaging in a tight election year. A senior campaign official told Fox News at that time that the then President Barack Obama personally intervened to change the language in both cases. Right? The official said the president's response was, why did it change in the first place? Now, the House panel's proposed change comes far left progressive. Look, here's the thing. Here's the funny thing about this. We all know this to be true. Even if the language is in there, it doesn't mean they're going to adhere to it. Even if the language is in there, it doesn't mean they really believe it. There's a lot of stuff they say and they swear to and they get behind it and you find out they don't mean any of it. They don't believe any of it. The House panel's proposed change comes as far-left progressive Democrats, freshmen in Congress, including Michigan Rep. Rashida Tlaib and Minnesota, I can never get her name right. Elam? Omar? How about we just call her? Ilhan? Yeah, maybe it's a Freudian thing for me. Omar. Had come under fire from Republicans for pushing what they called radical and unfounded religious-based attacks. Omar, for example, wrote in 2012 that Israel had hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. See, this is okay. They can get away with saying this on the left. Not a problem. Tlaib was accused of engaging in an anti-Semitic slur earlier this month by suggesting Republican politicians were truly loyal to Israel and not the United States. Wow, think about that. Right, this is the same person that wants the borders open, doesn't want to check anybody coming over, not really, they can tell you they do, but they really don't. Wants more benefits for people that aren't American citizens than for American citizens. But the Republicans were more behind Israel than the United States, right? That's a bad thing. Both of them made history by becoming the first ever Muslim women in Congress. That's good. That's great. That's wonderful. But again, it's right back to what we've been saying. They're moving further and further and further away from God. They're moving further and further and further away from religious things, unless, here's a caveat, unless what? Unless it specifically is about Muslims or Islam. They won't go anywhere near that, will they? They're afraid. But that's our fault, too. Again, I go back to Christians. It's your fault for not knowing. It's your fault for not knowing what your own word says and what you're supposed to be doing. And when your kids see that you don't know, that you're not involved, you're not engaged, you have no clue as to what's happening, why should they? It must not be good because mom and dad don't do it. They don't believe it. They don't live it. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, you think about it. Christians, most Christians, the majority of Christians, are ignorant of their Great Commission. Now, some would say it's because the churches aren't teaching enough, but my Bible tells me to study. Tells me to read. Tells me to study. That doesn't mean you don't go learn, but if they're not teaching you from the pulpit, you should know that. You should have a clue that something's missing. I mean, really, Barna Research found that 51% of American Christians do not know what the Great Commission means. Alan Yen, Associate Professor of Intercultural Studies at Biola University, said some of the ignorance could be explained by simple terminology, the fact that the Great Commission is not a specific term that Jesus used. Now, Jesus taught his followers the greatest commandment in Matthew, right? And many, many, many Christians know it by heart. You know, go out and preach the gospel to all the world. That doesn't mean that you get, you know, seven sets of sandals and start walking all over the country. That's not what he's talking about. There's enough of us to where you can speak it just in your own neighborhood, to your own friends, to people at work. But what's all the confusion all about? Why do most Christians not know what it means or even what the reference means? It is because it's not taught in church. There's a lot of things that aren't taught in church. Some churches don't teach them because they don't want to lose the money. Yeah, let's just be honest. Some don't teach them because they don't want people to feel bad about themselves. Read about what Jesus did in the New Testament. He had people feeling bad about themselves all over the place. Anyway, he says, I certainly heard it a lot growing up, but perhaps it's been lost in the current generation of believers. David Daniels, lead pastor of the Pantego Bible Church in Fort Worth, Texas, he looks at it almost the same way. He thinks churches might be guilty of a little cherry picking when it comes to what they choose to focus on. Right? That they don't want people to get too crazy, too upset. Let's hit a few of these on the other side of the break. Might as well have some fun with it a little bit, not a lot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Dancing. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate your time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Please get involved. Please get engaged. Seriously. Doesn't do me any good. Doesn't do any of us any good if you just sit there, I don't know, yelling at the TV set, yelling at your radio, yelling at your smartphone. Actually, you look a little weird when you're driving down the street, yelling at your smartphone. People think you might be a little off. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. Do get involved. Do get engaged. Do be part of the process. Now, some of you get really, I hear about it later on. I usually never hear about it when it's happening. It gets a little litchy when I talk so much about religious stuff or God or what have you. But, look, if 80% of this country says that they believe in God or that they're Christians or whatever, I don't believe they're Christians, but they say they believe in a God, right, or believe in God, well, where are you getting your guidance? Where are you getting your moral compass? When you let all this stuff go on in school, when you let all this stuff go on around you in government, what God are you serving? Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about this, when you think about the fact that our founding fathers based in a Judeo-Christian, it was really funny, somebody said to me the other day that we are a Christian nation. And I said, no, you can't say that.
A Jew said that,
yes. We are a Christian nation. And I said, that's incorrect. You are wrong. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. And she said again, based on Christian laws. No, the Ten Commandments are in your book. And Christians, you know what, real Christians will know what I mean by that. The Ten Commandments are part of the Jewish book. Jesus told us to scrap the ten. Here's two that'll encompass the ten. So technically, if you really want to get technical Bible, we don't adhere to the Ten Commandments. We adhere to the two that Jesus gave us. And those ten were wrapped around them. Or the two wrapped around the ten. So maybe that's the first problem. Maybe some of you Jews and Christians really don't know where our laws came from. Maybe you need to take the time to learn. And don't just read the stuff they send you from those atheist sites. Read the stuff that counts. People who are on your side, if you would. People that are in the same foxhole with you. Why don't you read that? What is your foundation? What do you believe? And are you willing to step out on that foundation? Are you willing to take a flogging or a beating to stand up for what you believe to be true? Our founding fathers did. Why wouldn't you? That simple. Why wouldn't you? Think I'm wrong? Think I'm off? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always got a kick out of the fact that most of the time, nobody responds till after we're off the air. Really. Nobody really gets hot with the emails or anything else until we're off the air. So anyhow. Yeah, I got so many other things I'd like to do with this, but I'm just gonna sit on it. Alright, so Scalise found another shutdown. He says another shutdown is inevitable without a serious credible offer from Pelosi, which I don't think you're gonna get. I mean, she is really full of herself. She really believes that the wind is at her back. When in reality, she lost just as many, if not more, points than Trump did over the shutdown. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise told Fox News earlier that on Neil Cavuto, that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi needs to change her tone and start making credible compromises to avert another government shutdown. Now, Pelosi said on Monday that she invited the president to deliver the State of the Union address on February 5th after refusing to allow him to appear in the House chambers during the partial government shutdown. Both chambers of Congress passed a short-term spending bill to reopen the government through February 15th, but it includes no funding for the border wall. The one that they now, that was the other thing, too. When you talk to people about this wall and you remind them that Obama was for it, that Billy Bob Clinton was for it, that, you know, many people on the left were for this wall. And a lot more money than the $5 billion. And you say to them, as I said to this person yesterday, the only difference is that it's Trump. And she said, yeah, he's a racist. So the fact that you believe him to be a racist, and even though he's building the wall for the same exact reasons as Obama and Clinton, and so on, that's a reason to stop. Because of your personal feelings for him. And I couldn't get an answer. Right? So they believe him to be, and it's funny because he's not a racist. People who work around him, who know him, the blacks, the gay and lesbian community that work around him, they know really what he's about. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody on the left especially wants to hear it. Nothing positive he's done will they bring to light. Nothing positive that he's done for any of those communities will they talk about or bring to light. They try to give Obama credit for the low unemployment rate of the African American community, yet how come he couldn't hit any of those numbers? How come he couldn't even go in a downward spiral for those communities? Because it's not true. Pelosi said that she wouldn't negotiate during a shutdown. Okay, well, the shutdown's over, Nancy. Where are you? What are you doing? Just curious. Let's see if she really shows up to the table. Scully said that the experts have called for more than $5 billion. Think about that. Pelosi hasn't been to the wall. The border president of the Border Patrol's union says he hasn't seen them, Schumer or Pelosi or any of them. So apparently, they're experts. Trump has been down. The Department of Justice, they've all been down there talking to the Border Patrol agents to find out what the Border Patrol agents say we need. Shouldn't they know? Wouldn't they know? Now, the experts have called for more than $5 billion in wall funding and that Democrats are playing politics. Earlier this month, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost told the news source that we certainly do need a wall. And the president has touted the support from National Border Patrol unions at the White House and other law enforcement groups, many other. And it's going to take more than $5.5 billion. They've known this for years, which is why they've allocated the money for years. And the money they were allocating wasn't to shore up the entry points. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, she's not willing to come to the table. People expect another shutdown. It's really that simple. It's not that hard to figure out. She's going to dig her heels in because she's smarter than him. And the other thing somebody said, which is true, look, Nancy, you don't want to give him $5.7 billion. What do you want to give him? And if you say a dollar, you deserve a shutdown. That's just being a jerk. Right? And even people on your team, on your side, don't want to go into it again and do want to give money for a wall. She's rejected Trump's attempt several times to get funding for the wall, any kind of funding. He's offered, some DACA programs. He wants to give them an extension. He wants to help out a little bit with whatever it's going to take for them to give him the money. He's actually bending over backwards, and he's giving them more than I would. As a matter of fact, he's giving them more than I want him to give. But I think this is all part of, again, the art of negotiation. It's a tough place to be. I don't think it's a tenable position for most Democrats, Scalise said. We started seeing over the last few weeks more and more Democrats coming to our side. Even Steny Hoyer, the Democrat majority leader, said physical barriers ought to be part of the solution. They don't want to call it a wall because then they lose, right? Earlier this month, Hoyer told in a Fox interview that border walls obviously work in some instances and rejected Pelosi's suggestion that walls are immoral. Even he didn't believe that. He didn't swallow the whole pill. He must have taken only half the pill. And then we get, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Bernie Thompson. He told ABC News that he would not rule out a wall in certain instances, although he cautioned that the White House needed a better plan than simply using a wall. Well, he does have a better plan. Trump's been talking all along about the wall, technology, more border guards. He's been talking about all of that. The wall is just a major portion of it. Democratically, this previously had supported building border walls. Talk about Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama when he was a senator, Hillary Clinton, all of them supported the Secure Fence Act of 2006, and that authorized the construction of some 700 miles of the border wall. As of 2015, virtually all of that fencing had been completed. That's according to government figures, but I'd like to see it. I'd like to see pictures of it, because I've seen pictures of hundreds of miles of that wall non-existent. And they're hanging on something the president said. I want to see a wall from sea to shining sea. That's kind of impossible. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go away. Really. You'll enjoy. I promise.